It's Valerie Smaldon on America Weekend with my friends, including style expert Michael O'Connor with the very latest in how to look elegant. Michael?
Well, thank you, Valerie. You know, over the past couple of weeks, we've been talking a lot about some of the hottest trends that are happening for fall and winter 2016. One of those trends that was very prevalent on many of the runways were gloves. Now, I know what some people are thinking. Well, fall, winter, gloves, duh, of course. But I'm not talking about gloves just for cold weather. Like they were in the early and mid-1900s, gloves are becoming more of a fashion statement. And these days, they're being worn not just when bundled up for cold weather. On the fall runways, designers showed a variety of glove styles and glove lengths. Gucci showed them with a Renaissance inspiration in sheer black, while Prada showed them with a knit and an argyle inspiration. Boss showed them with casual business dress, while Oscar de la Renta showed them in a much more formal way. We saw them simple and elegant, sheer, fingerless, beautifully stitched, and some beautiful, heavily embellished gloves. Now, since we haven't really seen gloves as a true fashion statement for a number of years, not everyone is going to be used to the idea of wearing gloves for fashion. But when one wears gloves, here are some suggestions. When wearing gloves, either outside or in a more casual setting, spice it up a bit. Like choosing a scarf or any other accessory, choose a color that doesn't really match your outfit totally, but is more of a complement to it. If you want to dress it up a little bit, but still want to play it a little bit conservative, pick a glove that's a little bit more monotone and has some great details to it, or maybe even some texture. But if you're thinking of wearing evening gloves to an elegant affair or party, stay basic with black or white gloves. That's going to keep the look totally elegant and classic. The way a glove is finished is really the key to a great glove. So if you're wearing gloves for outerwear, more for warmth, that's fine if they're a little chunky. But if you really want that refined look, you've got to spend time to pay attention to getting ones that are finished better, especially around the fingers. A glove with a chunky look or badly finished fingers can really take that whole look from a Breakfast at Tiffany's kind of feel to Nanook of the North. And let's face it, who wants to be a lumberjack at a formal dinner, right? Now, aside from the fashion and fit element when wearing gloves, there's a whole issue of etiquette that people are not aware of. How and where to wear your gloves, and what's appropriate, especially indoors. Many people go by the fact that one always takes off their gloves to shake hands, and that's not necessarily true. For men, when outside and cold, it's okay to shake hands with gloves on if both parties are wearing gloves. If one party is not, it's certainly more polite if the person with the glove removes it to shake hands. When inside, it's always appropriate to remove gloves to shake hands. For women, though, the rules differ. Gloves can stay on your hands when you're in a receiving line or in a reception line, whether or not you are the host or if you're the guest. Additionally, gloves can also be worn when shaking hands, except when meeting a high-ranking official, such as the president or first lady, visiting royalty, people like that. But gloves should always be taken off when you eat. Putting gloves on a table is never a good idea. If you're at a table, they should be placed on your lap and underneath your napkin. From a fashion perspective, it's said that watches and rings should be worn under the gloves, while it's appropriate to wear a bracelet over the gloves. However, I have a little issue with that because I feel that there's a certain throwback glamour to the films of the 40s and the 50s when wearing a gorgeous ring over a pair of gloves, so therefore I think it's fine. The classic lengths for women's gloves are wrist length, elbow length, which are self-explanatory, and opera length, which extend past the elbow. Think about Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, for example. That'll give you an idea. And when it comes to fit, usually glove sizes come in a variety of whole and half sizes. Typically, your glove size is half a size larger than the measurement of the widest part of your hand when you exclude the thumb. With many of the more modern general sizing, it kind of equates to this. Small is approximately a men's 7.5 to 8, or a lady's 6 to 6.5. Medium is approximately a man's 8.5 to 9, and a lady's 7 to 7.5. large is approximately a men's 9.5 to 10, or a lady's 8 to 8.5. Certainly, gloves can keep your hands warm for the coming fall and winter, but experiment with them for fashion. Make them one more tool in your fashion tool belt. Now, if you want to see this visually, don't forget I'm going to put up examples on my Facebook page, which is Michael O'Connor Style, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter, @StylingSpy. Until next week, you're fashionable in 5.
Thank you, Michael O'Connor. And what you may not know, Michael, is that I have a huge glove collection because they're great when you don't have a good manicure going. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
Harrison with you. California has now banned the cancer-causing chemical phthalate used in bottled water and children's plastic toys. Current U.S. government deregulation still allows toy manufacturers to use it here without penalty or disclosure. Phthalates also make store-bought bottled waters squeezable. Joseph Taganji, molecular biologist.
Scientists in the laboratory are instructed to avoid contact. They're told it's harmful if swallowed. Scientists are told possible risk of irreversible effects may cause cancer.
Plastic water bottles and toys are proved to cause liver, kidney, and organ damage in laboratory rats. Dr. Taganji.
That means that a chemical actually comes out of the saliva when children chew and suck on it.
And equally with bottled water, unless it's glass. This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This singer-songwriter's anthem, written during the 1981 player strike, kept baseball on people's radios when no games were being played on the field.
Billy, Mickey and the Duke, say hey, say hey.
So where is Terry Cashman now? Terry's song, Talkin' Baseball, Willie, Mickey, and the Duke, has remained a classic since the moment it was released. In 2011, the Baseball Hall of Fame honored the song as part of its induction ceremonies. Terry's also done a version of the song for the TV show The Simpsons called Talkin' Softball.
Mattingly and Canseco, Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw, Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer, Ozzie and the Straw.
There it is, a hit for Terry Cashman. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.